month being maraud with Germans, British troops in action at Mons, August 22, retreat to Marne and near Paris. At school in September, names of old boys joining up came to headmaster, who soon got artistic boys to make a roll of honour.
You were, what, 15 at this time, were you?
I'd be 14.
14.
One of our masters, Mr. Benjafield, joined up. Ely became a military city. The Suffolk Yeomanry trained there, the Essex Royal Horse and the Essex Royal Artillery. I left school at Easter 1915 as the man who worked for my father joined the forces. One of my first jobs was to stoke an Aveling Porter steam wagon from Grays in Essex to Ely. My father drove the wagon, stopping the night at Quindon on the A11. Arriving at Ely about 2 o'clock the next day, my old schoolmaster, H.S. Boyden, saw me very dirty. I spent a lot of my time cleaning cars, which got very dirty owing to granite roads and dusty tracks. I learned to drive the overtime farm tractor, a two-cylinder, two-speed, 2 miles and 4 miles an hour machine. I learned to plough, how to set coulters and skeets, and the depth of breast, and how to keep straight. I drove the tractor on the highway as a traction engine with a plate on the tractor, as there was no license required. It was a traction engine.
Yeah.
During the spring, my father bought a Ford covered car, which I went with him to fetch from Ford's Manchester, Trafford Park.
What, was that a T, Model T or not?
That was Ethel's car.
That was Model T.
One my sister drove, 1916. We called at Derby at Lay's Casting Company, picking up some shell caps to bring to Gravens, who were on munitions, Gravens in Broad Street.
What were they producing then? Ravens?
They were making shells.
Making shells?
Yes, I mean, they didn't put anybody on if you're on munitions. I mean, they used to have some... they had some iron and some things come on the highway, and they'd be brought up then, they cut them up, and then they... And we brought the caps for them, and they had a... They had to do something to these caps to make fit these shells.
So they had a sort of complete factory set up there?
No, Ravens did it in Broad Street. When we came down on the A1 at Wansford, we saw the telephone lines had been blown down over a barn near Haystock Hotel. And now in 1973-74, one can still see the roof of the barn repaired after the blizzard. There was a blizzard in 1916 before we came down. My sister drove EB579 many miles during weddings and trips to seaside and much taxi work. That was the car she had.
So you were running, this time you were running a transport service with lorries.
Yeah.
That was you and your father.
That's right.
Because that bloke left to go to the war. Yeah. And your sister was sort of driving around another car.
She was the taxi driver. You see,
A taxi driver?
Yes.
A woman taxi driver?
She was the first woman taxi driver. My sister, this was the car we fetched for. And I've just told you. I've just told you that.
Yeah. Oh, I see. So it was quite a business then at that
point. The Ford chassis converted to lorry. The Ford chassis was strong, but the weak part was the rear axle, which would break and let the car down to be repaired on the spot, or taking the rear axle assembly out and strip down the differential, take out the broken shaft, replace a new shaft, put in a new shaft and reassemble. The Ford was converted to lorries by several firms. Ford Motor Company would not recognise them. America, not in the war till 1916, worked on ideas to make Ford's a lorry. Well, now, the first one we had was 1917, was the Olsen. Used the Ford chassis, taking off the rear hubs, I told you because the rear axle used to break, putting on the small size wheel, taking the weight in the hub of the wheel. To explain this to you, they put on a hub which took the weight into the wheel.
Yeah.
Didn't take the weight off the axle. Fitting two long springs with the solid tyres, was able to carry 1 ton. We had a Ford converted to one ton truck and sold it to Ely Fruit Preserving Company, Braes Lane, Ely, which is now Dorms Brass.
Yeah.
I was the first driver taking many tons of sugar from Ely Station to the factory, to the jam factory at Ely. From July 1917 to September 1917, I got £1.05 a week from 6 a.m. in the morning till 8, 8:30 to 1, 2 to 6. I learned to carry 200 weights of sugar on my back and real enjoyed my first driving job. That was the first driving job I did. And actually, Superintendent Roy Thorne, who was the police officer in charge, they got all the sugar coming, it was allocated to come into Ely Station, and they got a lot in there, and they asked us what we could do to get it shifted.
Yeah.
And this was a little van when we first had it, and then they built a platform and the man built a little cab arrangement, and it was ready just before my birthday, and I was allowed to drive the best part of a week before I was 17, before I got the license. Superintendent Roy Thorne, he said, well, I know your son, Mr. Drake, and I know you. He says, providing he drives from the jam factory to the station. There's nothing else.
Yeah, he can drive a week early.
And I drove a week early before I got my license.